Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
A couple of weeks ago, I was supposed to go to something in Dublin, and I didn't. We were all supposed to go up, and we decided we wouldn't. Not because we didn't want to go. In fact, we really did want to go to the event in particular. But there was no way we could justify the hotel prices. And that's not the first time that this has happened. In the course of 2022, it's been a big talking point right throughout the summer, right throughout the tourist season. And as I said, last month, we were supposed to go to something and we just chose, nah, sod it. Not, you can't justify that. Can't justify it. Niecy, you were trying to do the same thing, trying to head away for a little break. What's going on? Morning.
How are you? Yeah, I mean, I just don't really understand what's going on in their minds, you know, because, you know, it seems to be post-pandemic that all these charges are being, you know, extortionate rates. And I don't understand why they would choose now to do that, because why wouldn't they want people to get things back to normal, get, you know, get people back into the city? Nobody wants to go there anymore.
What was your own experience? You were trying to book...
I was just looking for somewhere to go, really, and I hadn't really decided where. So I just decided I'd look up Dublin because I hadn't been there for a long time. You know, it used to be that we'd go once a year, and I just couldn't get over it. I was like, there's just no way. Places I used to be able to get for maybe around 230, that'd be split between myself and someone else usually. You know, they were looking for something like 560, 600 plus, and I was like, what? Are you insane? The Shelburne is 900 and something.
But we all know.
So I was like, well, Dublin's out, you know.
But we all knew the Shelburne was always expensive. We all knew the Westbury were always expensive.
Yeah.
But now others that were fairly ordinary, nice, but ordinary places are almost competing for that now.
And they can't win, you know. And I mean, so I decided then, sure, look, I'll look up, you know, Killarney or Cloran. Now, Killarney at one stage was gone berserk as well, but they've calmed down a bit now. You know, you could get something, you know, about 260 average, but that'd usually be room only, but it's doable, you know. But so I said, you know, Wexford's the same now, all about 270, 260 room only. But Dublin is just, there's nowhere really that you can get that's decent for less than 400, like. And I'm going, but what's this about, you know? I don't understand what their reasoning is at all.
They'll put it down to the cost of doing business. They'll put it down to energy. They'll put it down to this, that and the other. Do you
but
buy
then
any of that?
They're crying in the papers this week that they can't get people, you know, that they're hemorrhaging money. But, you know, what do they think is going to happen? People aren't fools. Like, they're crying because they can't get staff and they won't pay them properly. And they're crying because they can't get people in. And they're charging people extortionate rates. I don't know if they're going to look in the mirror at any stage and ask themselves why that might be.
Something else I noticed recently, because we were looking at maybe going up to a few shows in Dublin next year, the cost of actually going to a show is very reasonable at the moment in places like the Bord Gáis Energy, but the hotels are gone so expensive, it's not worth it.
That's what's killing it. And what's going to happen is that if artists can't sell out the shows, which will happen, they won't want to come to Dublin anymore. promoters won't want to promote anything in Dublin. And, you know, that's what's going to happen. So many people that I know are put off going because they're either going to have to go and come back the same night or stay somewhere like Bray and get the dart, and they don't really want to do that either. You know, so people are just being put off. They just won't go.
Well, look, through this job, I get invitations to go to things. I had two invitations in the last 6 months, one being to the Eagles at the Aviva Stadium. Best seats in the house. It's nice. It comes with the job sometimes.
Yep.
I didn't go because I couldn't get a hotel room for less than about 500 quid.
It's ridiculous. You can't reason with it to yourself. Throwing that kind of money away, really. I mean, we've all got energy bills now. We've all got, everything's gone through the roof, inflation. We're all, you know, looking at our wallets, and we're a small country. Like, we're, you know, they're charging New York prices in Dublin.
Well, I have news for you. New York prices are very competitive with Dublin these days, if you do some comparisons.
Exactly. Like, you know, I mean, to the notions that we're, you know, we're not a country of notions, you know. We're very level-headed people. And I think if the hotels want to steady themselves, then they're going to have to do a bit of introspection and change their ways. And the government might have, if they end up bailing out hotels, I said it on Twitter, I said I'll need to be sedated.
One is required to look at the other side, and if you see some of the bills that hotels have posted, they've shown us their ESB bills, electricity bills, gone from 8,000 a month last year to 20,000 a month this year. Like, that is a reality, and you can't expect them. They have to. So what are they supposed to do about that, I guess?
You know, you can't rely on the customer to make that up for you.
Yeah,
it's not the customer's fault that this ridiculous rise in energy bills is happening. At the end of the day, if the government are going to have to step in, then they're going to have to do something. But, you know, I understand there's cafes as well getting ridiculous bills, monthly bills that are just unsustainable for any business, and I have huge sympathy for that. But at the end of the day, you can't push that cost onto everybody else, because it, you know, we can't shoulder the burden.
I was talking to a journalist last month, Nisi, who wanted to go to see an artist in Dublin, and actually the same artist in Manchester, including the flight and accommodation, it was cheaper to go. We have a problem.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if it's better, if you're better off leaving the country than spending money in your own country, that's a sad state of affairs. You know, there's no winners in that.
Right. Nisi, good talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, PJ. Take care of yourself.
Cheers, Nisi. Yeah, it's chronic. And during the summer, it was bad. I remember doing some numbers during the summer. And I can name this hotel because I stayed there 2 years running in 20 and 21 on the same night in the same month. So I compared this month when we weren't staying, or this year when we weren't staying, and the price had trebled. I mean, trebled over that time. Now, I used to stay, this is on the phone, I used to stay in Maldron in Newlands Cross. I know it well, for €79. That was 2 or 3 years ago. Now it's double that, over double that. I'm a self-employed contractor. The companies that retain me include my expenses. I'm shut out of Dublin now because they won't pay for that accommodation. They use people who don't need to stay overnight. I've gone as far as the Moy Valley in Kildare, on the border there with Meath. I've stayed in Dundalk in order to secure the bit of business in Dublin. Kate says family members who were attending a national triathlon meeting were quoted €600 accommodation for two people with no breakfast. Compare that to €369 for a week in the Canaries, including flight per person, around the same time. Look, I get it. They have to make money after the pandemic and so on, but it's only a bed. These prices are going too far. And Kevin says you'd go on a flight to Glasgow or Liverpool and have a weekend away with the money that they're charging for one night away in Dublin.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.